The Observation Deck, brought to you by Ham, and it's brought to you by Generator Supercenter and Tylock Master Vision.
Thank you, Goo Train. Good news, bad news. We have time travel. That's the good news. Bad news, we now know how the world is going to end.
Uh-oh.
A time traveler claiming to be from the year 3700, or has been to the year 3700, has a warning for humanity and evidence of a future apocalypse. He identified himself only as Mike, possibly to his identity secret.
Who are you, Seal?
And so his bloodline doesn't get exterminated by future participant in apocalypse.
It's still an unimpressive future name. I thought we'd have cooler names by 1600 years
like
from now.
Like the Elon kid names?
Yeah.
It's like Zeta or a symbol.
A symbol?
Just have a, yeah, just a picture of a hot dog as your name. I guarantee 1600 years from now you could do that.
Well, like Prince was Prince, and then he was the artist formerly known as Prince because he was just going by symbol. They still called him Prince.
Kind of like the idea of my driver's license where it says name just being a little
hot dog.
A little hot dog.
It's kind of cool. How do you spell that, hot dog? He identified himself as Mike. He claims via TikTok and YouTube, where he's posted his claims about the upcoming apocalypse.
Again, not that futuristic. I would hope that he would have a really unique URL to some really cool website shows us the future exists.
Or I thought he would do one of those things like in movies where they just take over every TV.
Ooh.
To tell all of us all at once.
To warn everybody, but you're saying this was just on his own social medias?
Yeah, you gotta go onto the YouTube channel.
He's like shuffling, doing a dance TikTok. While it just says up there, you're all gonna die. Yeah.
Robots are gonna kill us, robots are gonna kill us.
Does he remind me to like and subscribe and get bell notifications?
He just points at the little subscribe.
Ding. The Chili's.
Oddly specific.
Very specific. He said on TikTok in his video, he was in an undisclosed location wearing a plaid shirt and had his face blurred and his voice distorted. Again, probably to save like his great-grandfather to the 25th power safety. His claim, by the year 3000, robots had replaced humans in many roles.
Not that bold of a prediction. That's already happening right now.
Yeah, I'm not. You're telling me that's in 1,000 years? All right, I'm not too worried.
I don't really believe it. I suspect that would be sooner than 1,000 years. But
we're already researching how to replace Ham with a machine.
Yeah, with Waymo.
Waymo. Who's like, oh, here he is.
Cheap.
He went on to say that centuries later, robots will turn on us. So first they're going to replace us in many roles, then they're going to turn on us. According to him,
this is as lukewarm of a prediction as saying the Cowboys are going to go 8-9 next year.
Or the France might win.
Yes.
Yeah, this guy's the France might win of time traveling.
That probably means a lot to him if he heard that.
He said the uprising will begin September 20th, 3700.
So it's on a particular day.
Yes. When all robots on the planet started their attack, killing more than 30% of humanity. He claimed the machines coordinated their assault through the internet and wireless systems and said humans were only spared from extinction because the robots failed to obtain nuclear launch codes, which seems like an oversight. Wouldn't that be the most efficient way? Because it seems like we're only maybe even a couple decades over from we're going to have AI run our defense systems, and then it's going to see like a flock of seagulls and like nuke half the world.
Where are they playing?
Flock of seagulls?
Yeah.
Jexa?
Probably.
They're going to nuke.
What's that sigh from you over there?
They're going to nuke Jexa.
Do better.
From who?
Be better. Everybody.
What have you done?
What have you done?
What a sick flock of seagulls joke that was.
My dad's clapping out there somewhere.
It seems like we're like halfway there to having all of humanity just wiped out like in 90 seconds.
Yeah, but we have 1,000 years apparently to prepare.
There's no way we don't have a cataclysmic moment between now and 1,000
If you told
years.
Me 2,100, I'd been like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That kind of more checks out, but
1,700 years from now?
Yeah, I'm not worried about 1,000 years than 1,700.
We've already got robots karate-kicking Chinese kids right now.
Right. You sound like that's their directive.
That's their purpose.
They got to identify.
Based on that video I saw, it looked like they specifically targeted that kid.
They do a quick scan.
Bill,
Japanese.
You've been working real hard on that robot. What are you doing with it?
Their predator scan.
Bash a Chinese kid.
Nope. Vietnamese, nope. Chinese, their eyes go red.
Nope. Target acquired.
And then a hell of a kung fu battle takes place.
It was very one-sided from my memory.
If you guys don't actually believe he's from the future, though, he did bring evidence.
Oh, good.
In his 11-minute interview on the YouTube channel Apex TV, he brought evidence, which was a mechanical arm from a robot he said he killed from the future.
Oh, he killed one. Okay.
Apex TV sounds like those generic channels Apex that have TV. Windsurfing happening, and they're doing flips on surfboards and stuff, and just showing
it's
extreme videos.
It's a subsidiary
videos.
Of Chive TV or whatever that you see like in bars.
Apex TV.
This is the plot of Terminator 2 Judgment Day, by the way.
Yeah, he's...
pretty much is...
You're exactly right.
Man from future brings back robot arm, causes apocalypse when people from today have future robot arm technology.
But maybe this guy's telling the truth.
Okay, so I'm looking at this YouTube channel, and this wasn't a one-off. This guy came in and they found a time traveler.
He's got chili recipes.
He's got 7 years ago where he's talking about he had been time traveling already.
Yes.
So this guy is just doing a full series of things that he's found. This is dumb.
Well, if you could time travel, you would do it more than once, right?
Like, here's one here from 7 years ago. Time traveler from 2033 gives timeline of future events. That one I'd be more interested in.
What do you predict?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't watched it. I just see it on
Watch it right now and tell us.
Here's another one. Time traveler reveals map of the U.S. in 2030. You feel like that's going to be drastically different 4 years from now?
What if it was?
What if it was, yeah.
Yeah, I guess what if?
Time traveling is the gateway drug to the apocalypse.
Oh, here's one. This one will really be good. From 9 years ago, time traveler from 2026. In parentheses, exclusive.
So he predicted in the future that he was going to come back in 2026?
So I guess we need to watch this
one. He predicted I was
going
to do the story.
I think that's proof that he is a time traveler. He just blew the top off this thing, Monto.
He said he works for Canada's National Security. Among the secretive operations
basically
and projects.
Basically a Navy SEAL.
Yeah. Of the projects he's done, one of them is Time Machine. According to him, Mike, the time traveler, he said he was part of a group that would travel to random years in the future with a target being 3,700. He participated in 18 expeditions to the year 3,700 and brought back numerous items from the future, which Monty has told us about.
So is he giving us instructions on how to stop the robot apocalypse or anything, or is he just telling us it's going to happen?
He's telling us it's going to happen.
Well, not very useful.
Not really.
Can't we just unplug all the microwaves and stuff and we'll be good?
Well, he says things from the future, fossil fuels such as oil and gasoline will become obsolete and worthless, replaced entirely by electricity generated by the sun. Vehicles, he said, will be equipped with solar panels. So we'll probably have a solar paneled toaster.
So this is some tree hugging lib time traveler?
Possibly.
I trust him less now. If he's telling me all cars are going to be electric.
Unless it's like we're completely run out of oil.
Feels like
but
we're
even then,
long
we should
way
just,
from that.
We should just, you know, lay down and let the sea take over us.
We'll be on Mars by then, bro. We'll be using Mars oil.
Does
at that
he have
point.
Any Mars predictions?
Mars oil.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Look it up.
I don't see anything on here about. Well, actually, he does. I'm watching the video with closed captions on, and he is talking about the Mars colonization in 2026.
Okay.
So apparently we're already there, and I didn't realize that.
I'd believe that. If yeah. the time travel
or maybe in
me.
The next few months, we will set up a colony in Mars, and that's what he's referring to.
He does say humans will survive the robot apocalypse. We're left solely to focus on creative pursuits, but their numbers have dwindled significantly. He says the global population will fall to just 3 billion people, while only 1 million rabbits will remain on Earth. I don't know why rabbits are on this guy's radar.
I don't either.
Not if my cat has anything to say about it.
Yeah, you were telling us about that the other day.
Your Terminator future cat.
Just disemboweling every rabbit in Richardson.
You have a serial killer feline?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Factories will use advanced 3D printing to print technology capable of manufacturing a new robot every 10 minutes. According to him, future and present teams are working on destroying the robots. They also have future, or the robots also have future and present robots working on destroying the special forces of humans to destroy the robots.
So are the robots also capable of time travel here?
That's what he's alleging. He also made a point to say that robots have very large, powerful hands.
What?
Yeah.
Like Charlie's uncle?
Yes. He claims that there are two versions of everyday robots, one equipped with two large hands, and the other one that has a hand that's a laser weapon.
All right, I don't believe him now, because I guarantee we will have just an entire selection of sex robots by then. They will be secondhand. That will be the third major category of robot.
Oh, you
don't act like you haven't researched
this. Monty's
on
board now with the robots.
What else are they equipped with?
Eclipse.
Everything you want, pal. Everything you want.
Nice. Go ahead and pop that leg off.
Wait, what?
I thought he was going for like a sexual thing. He's going just for he wants a robot leg.
No, I'm.
Or you want a crippled robot for a lover?
It's a fun time for the disabled.
Buddy, aim higher.
Yeah.
No.
You could get a...
I'm a realist.
You could get an able-bodied robot in the future.
I want us hopping in love. Both of us.
Is that going to be like on like your wedding invitation? Just hopping into love?
Us leaning on each other?
Yeah.
Wait, now I'm marrying the robot?
What were you going to do
with
this robot?
Yeah. Lucky.
Stop acting like you wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't marry it.
You're going to hit and quit a robot?
We'd have some good times, though.
Why does he think that the robot would settle for him?
Throw it in the dishwasher.
He got the
whole
package.
I think he wants to either sex this robot, dump it, or play pool with it.
And to tell it jokes and for it to reinforce how funny he is.
Yes.
That's his ultimate.
And right scatter shooting. When I'm filling in still.
We need to figure out who's doing that, by the way.
I vote Daddy.
Let's get a robot to do it. Well, I don't believe this guy. I'm going to go on record right now.
What?
Dude.
I'm going on record. If I'm wrong, then in 1,000 years...
Courage.
What would it take? Since clearly going on YouTube multiple times...
Right.
...doesn't work for you.
He's going to need to bring me back one of those robots. I'm going to come in tomorrow wearing my... my Sunday Tiger Reds like Ron Swanson and be like, the guy was totally right.
Yeah.
The guy's absolutely right.
Robot's hands.
They are
huge.
Fantastic.
Bow down, everybody. Our future overlord is here to save us.
I've already told you guys I'm turning on you the second.
We know.
We know. Trust me. Yeah. We know you're extremely low character person. We know.
We know you're on the side of a robot in this war.
Let me pull out my address book here. Here's where the Ringenbergs are.
The Wingham Borgs.
Here's where the Birminghams are. Go ahead and take care of them. Do I need to wear your logo?
You want me to tell jokes? I'll be funny. I'll entertain y'all.
But there we have it. The world's going to end.
All right. In 1,000 years, be prepared. Start planning now.